made known by the message of an angel, may, by his passion and cross, be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
89.7 KJMA, Floresville, San Antonio. And good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live, this is your local program, this is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, your general manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. Of course, you can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station or online at grnonline.com. Or, of course, on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. Would like everybody to join us on Facebook. Our page is GRN South and Central TX. You can find us there, and you can actually follow us and what we're doing there. So great to have you. Want to thank everybody tuning in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and, of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us in getting caught up in all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions, highlighting different people, ministries, and events going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. Today's show is a triple treat because I've got Bobby Contreras. He's a good friend of ours. We are going to talk with Bobby. I'm going to talk to him about the Archangels. Today is September 29th. Of course, it is their day that we celebrate St. Michael, St. Gabriel, and St. Raphael. And they are my Archangels because today is my birthday, September 29th. So it's a wonderful day today. We're going to talk about that in the first 5-7 minutes, Bobby. So looking forward to that. Second part is going to include Jackie Aguilar and Teresa Piddle. I love having Jackie and Teresa here. And Damon Owens is going to be on the phone. He's their keynote, Natural Womanhood. We're going to talk about their annual gala on November 8th at 6 p.m. So you want to listen to that segment because there's a lot of information we're going to throw at you. And the whole point is to get you to the gala. So we're going to talk to Natural Womanhood. That's going to be awesome. Third segment is going to be our good friend and founder of Fullness of Truth, Ken Zammit. He's going to be on the phone talking to us about the Kalahari Resort and the Fullness of Truth conference that is going on there coming up very soon. And so I can't wait to talk about that because that's coming up October 3rd through October 5th, like this weekend. Ooh. So you want to make sure you are fully aware about that, the Natural Womanhood Gala, and of course, Bobby, and we'll talk about the Archangels. So, but before we begin those conversations, let's begin our program the way we always do, and that's in prayer. So if I could have you pray with us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Dear God, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. With your loving care, lead all of us in our daily actions. Help us to persevere in love and sincerity. Bless us with an abundance of courage in proclaiming your holy name and the teachings of your church. Grant us the grace to do your will in love and obedience. Heavenly Father, keep us under your constant protection and draw us, our families, and our loved ones ever closer to you. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And what a weekend it was this past weekend. I'll recap what I did. I was over at, where was I at? Friday, I was at the San Fernando. They've got a conference hall there, and we were celebrating Father Carlos Velasquez 35 years of ordination, since his ordination. And that was a beautiful, beautiful celebration. Congratulations, Father Carlos. I know you work very hard and tirelessly over at San Fernando, and you do such a spectacular job. But thank you for the invite, and it was great being there. Saturday, I emceed the Axe Missions gala. It was so awesome. It was a Western theme, and they had great, you know, I don't want to say prizes. They had an auction, a raffle, and all kinds of goodies, door prizes. And it was just fabulous. So I had a good time out there. I emceed the event. And, you know, Deb Alanis and her whole crew do such a wonderful job with their gala every year, and just happy to be a part of it. So thank you for the invite, Deb, and your crew did a fantastic job. And, of course, want to remind everybody about things that are coming up. One big thing that's coming up is the Guadalupe Radio Network Seine River Cruise. And so you can get that information at grnonline.com. There's 80 seats available on this river cruise. It's going to feature, let's see, who's going to be there? Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Dave Palmer, and our own Sean Rice, VP of Mission Development. So look into that in grnonline.com. It is a 9 or 12-day cruise, April 22nd through the 30th of 2026. And there's an extension to Lourdes, April 30th through May 3rd. So if interested, sign up, because I'm sure those 80 seats are going to go fast. And for more information, you could always go into selectinternationaltours.com. You can reach Jane over there at 800-842-4842, or go into grnonline.com, because we've got all the information there. Okay, so it's 6 after the hour. I'm done with my intro. Now I get to turn to my guest, my first guest, Bobby Contreras. Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on again.
You know, and we were talking about this day, September 29th, mm-hmm. and the Archangels, and I know you've got a great affiliation with St. Michael. And I've got my rock right here. I'll hold it up for the camera, because it is a beautiful St. Michael's rock from Gargano, Italy.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved, a little bit about mm-hmm. yourself, and why today is so important to you.
Well, today's a proclamation of part of what salvation is, and how right. God used the hierarchy of the angels to fulfill the victory of Jesus Christ. I would say that the church, consolidated these days, and so we have what we have, and so thanks be to God that we have the spiritual insurance. And I say that because Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael all do something very unique and different in our lives.
Right.
So they are the stronghold. They are the extra protection for us. So our guardian angel gives us ordinary protection. They give us extraordinary protection.
Extraordinary. Right. And that's right, yeah.
And the way it started for me was that my parents were married at St. Michael's Catholic Church there right by the Alamo Dome.
Right.
And I was baptized there. And I know that St. Michael and Our Lady have really interceded for me in a way that I could never, be grateful for.
Right.
I mean, I'm thankful, but gosh, I mean, it's unbelievable. But anyways, so I've done presentations on the angels, and I felt moved and guided by St. Michael and Our Lady. And it has come to what it is today, and having special relics and big relics and all this literature that we have for the glory of God
right.
Through the intercession of St. Michael the Archangel. So it is a gift that I cannot keep to myself, but I share with the church.
Right.
And that's what St. Michael wants.
And, you know, I'm holding on to a rock that you brought into the studio. And I know when we had our 25th anniversary, you brought an even bigger rock. And this is from the cave in Gargano, Italy. It's the only cave that is consecrated by St. Michael himself.
Yes.
And sure. So tell me about how you get the actual rock from the cave. How do you get these?
Well, being connected with Father Peter and working with him and his assistant, traveling, picking him up, connecting with him, having all this literature that I have that we had before you, and utilizing it in giving presentations. So
yeah.
To me, it's a gift and an honor to work with St. Michael, to have him. Show up as he did, even at the celebration, and to give us the fruits, the chocolates, the surprises, that he to remind us that he is fully there, and we just have to do our part to ask for and do what he wants us to do, and utilize him for protection.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, when we were going over the story about Gargano, Italy, and him consecrating the cave, it used to be unreachable. Right? Yeah, I mean, it was hard to walk up there.
Right.
So when he flew in and consecrated it, they had to find a way to get to the cave.
Yeah. I even have the smaller reliquary that touched the footprint at the altar, which I have here.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, these are just little tokens of, to me, of Thanksgiving that to keep giving me the tools to utilize. Yeah. I know people who have had miraculous healings, miraculous experiences like Adam did, and it blows me away because it's your faith.
Yeah.
It's your faith, and your faith gives you, with his assistance, what it is that you need. It's different for everybody.
Right. And I know, you know, you had a bigger rock over at our 25th anniversary, and you presented it to Adam Bly, and it heated up in his hands.
Yeah.
And I was there to witness that. I know it did because I felt the rock, and it was hot.
Yeah. It's just a grace. It's a grace that St. Michael's, you know, wanting us to experience his love for the church. And so he reminds us through these sacramentals that he is there for us and that we are not alone, and to utilize his protection, his extraordinary protection.
Well, and I'm glad you came on today because it's a very special day that we celebrate the archangels. And I want you to, you know, give a little piece about what you do and how you do it and why this day is so important to you. So I'm so glad you came on to talk about St. Raphael, St. Gabriel, St. Michael,
yes,
and the protection that they provide to us as archangels.
Yes. And if anybody needs any literature, we have the literature here. We have the means here in South Texas. We have what I call an angelic store by the grace of God through Father Peter Persikevich, who will be here only one stop too, December 2nd at St. Mary's downtown with Father Ed Hoff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get him on the program.
Yes, and that's in the works. Yes,
and talk about that and bring him in the studio. That would be fantastic so that more people go out there to listen.
He's also going to be a Killeen and Seguin and here, and that's it.
Okay.
For South Texas.
And now, how do people, you know, if they want to follow you or want to find out more from it, where do they go?
Well, they can email me, I can give you my information, or they can call me. You know, I'm open to. I do a lot of different things with Adam, with Debbie Giorgiani, and other podcasters. So,
Put your information out there on our Facebook page.
Sure. Sure.
You got
thank
it,
you.
Bobby.
Thank you.
Bobby, thank you for coming in.
No, thank you.
I appreciate him bringing all the relics because it's a blessing to have these on our studio table.
Yes.
Because we need all the blessings and prayers we can get.
Yes. St. Michael's needed.
Yes, sir. Amen. Well, thank you, Bobby. And, you know, it's so important that, you know, we understand, you know, who our saints are and how they work and what they do because they all have such a given talent by God himself. And so speaking of talent, I'm going to introduce my two guests. It's actually three guests because I've got your keynote speaker on the phone here, which I'm gonna have to get him on here. But Teresa Piddle's here. Teresa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Jackie Aguilar, and then we'll go to Damon Owens, who is your keynote speaker for what is coming up. What is coming up? Tell us.
Oh, my name is Teresa Piddle, and I'm a board member for Natural Womanhood, and we actually have our ninth annual gala coming up. So we're excited to talk to you about Natural Womanhood and our gala today.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm Jackie Aguilar. I am the Director of Education for Natural Womanhood, so involved in the in-person programs that we have here in town, as well as nationally and internationally.
And you guys have come on here before, and your gala is incredible. Damon Owens, are you on there?
I am here.
Damon, how are you doing?
I am blessed to be stressed.
Well, I've got your picture. You are too blessed to be stressed. I love that. Deacon John comes into Sheraton here in San Antonio, always says that. That's his open line. Too blessed to be stressed. So I love hearing that. Damon, I got your picture up here. And, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, what your involvement is with the upcoming gala here, if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Natural Womanhood and the Mijans, their vision of really meeting women where they are and the needs resonated a lot with me. I've been 3 decades in marriage preparation, marriage enrichment, marriages in crisis, a lot of work in natural family planning, helping couples to really appreciate and reverence their fertility. As part of that marital call and that vocational call, I was first executive director of the Theology of the Body Institute. So much of what I do incorporates that right understanding of what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God, male and female. And we've just had such a resonance over the years with the mission of Natural Womanhood of getting any woman in touch with the reality, you know, the biological and ultimately then the theological reality of her body and her fertility by really meeting them where they need. And it's just a beautiful mission that has for many years now worked so well in helping me to spread the good news of marriage, family, sexuality, and living it in a realistic way.
Well, I guarantee you the everybody who attends the gala is going to love what you have to say. And stay on the line because I want to make sure I turn to Jackie Aguilar real quickly and introduce our listeners to who is or what is Natural Womanhood, what it stands for, and how it impacts the lives of women and couples.
Yeah, I think Damon did a great job of starting the topic off.
Yes.
Natural Womanhood was founded about 13 years ago by our Gerard and Anna here in town, and it was their reversion back to the Catholic faith and realizing that they had missed the church's teachings on marriage and on fertility, how to use your fertility in a chaste way in marriage. Right. That was the motivation to start Natural Womanhood. And initially it was just to explain natural family planning, but not just to Catholics, like to all people,
right?
Because there's a health aspect to this as well. So right. Not just Catholics, but all women deserve to receive the health care that works in alignment with their body versus also always suppressing our body with other, you know, kinds of treatments. And I mean, instead of quick fixes that a lot of times our society offers, like holistic care and actual informed choices for women, right? That are perfectly in alignment with our faith, right? So it's bringing those two worlds together, the science, the medicine, and our faith, and giving women the healthcare they deserve, and couples the marriage that God has planned for them, like the happiness and the joy that comes with loving each other completely and unconditionally. Right. And so I think that's what Natural Womanhood has to offer. But at the same time, realizing that this is not something that happens in marriage prep. If young women don't realize the truth and purpose of their body from a young age, they're going to be lost and have to be like redirected to get back to where God wants them to be when it's time to choose their vocation. Sure. So we've reached out to even and develop programs for girls that are entering puberty, girls that are at the college level, and then and beyond into marriage, postpartum, all the way till menopause, you know, so that we can receive authentic care and know exactly who we are and who God made us to be as women and how we're meant to be in relationship.
Natural Womanhood is a guide, right?
Mm-hmm.
For young women, I mean, at a very young age, too. I mean, they're, you know, you guys are counseling what ages to what ages?
Right. Well, the program for young girls, Period Genius, is for ages 8 to 13.
Yeah.
You know, because girls are entering puberty at that time, and they are learning, you know, their body is shameful. This is a process in their body that they have to hide and not talk about. And so if you're receiving this message that your body is shameful, well, then you become shameful, and it leads them in a direction where they're going to look more to the answers that are on their cell phone, on social media, you know, than going to talk directly to their parents because they've gotten this message that it's something you can't talk about. It's shameful. You have to hide it. That's not the message.
And mom and dad may not know how to talk about it.
Right, because that's the way we were taught too.
Right, exactly.
So that's why the theme of our gala is empowering this next generation of women to not have that same experience that we had,
right.
But instead be empowered to know who they are, just the way God made them, and be able to make informed choices, you know, whether it's in relationship, healthcare, however, knowing exactly how God made them and that it is good. The way God made them.
And now, Teresa, I want to turn to you. How is Natural Womanhood empowering women both locally and globally? And what kind of outreach or education is making a difference?
Yeah, that absolutely. You see? So our main way that we reach people is through our website, which is absolutely incredible. And I would direct everyone there, naturalwomanhood.org. I mean, we could have an entire show just on what is
on
the website. Yeah. We have education regarding fertility awareness. And actually something that is so beautiful is if women go on there, onto our website, you can get a free 30-minute call with a fertility awareness instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Totally free. So women can know how and where to start. We also offer education and information on health issues like cycle irregularities and hormonal imbalance. We also offer information on contraceptives and the risks of those and alternatives that we have, right? Again, just all in line with our faith. And we, like Jackie said, we take you the whole woman, so all the way through postpartum. Right. And the awesome part is that the educational component, I wanted to address that. Jackie talked a little bit about our Period Genius. It's actually a 10-video series that Jackie is leads, and it really creates a beautiful opportunity for mothers and daughters to come together to learn about their changing body and to ask their mom these questions, and we provide that information to help moms along the way so that girls can learn about their bodies. Right. Jackie, did you want to share what the Archdiocese is actually offering?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if there's anybody here listening that's, you know, works with a parish, but Period Genius is approved by the Archdiocese here in town to do as a mother-daughter workshop within any parish in San Antonio or in the Archdiocese. So if that's something you want to bring to your parish, contact us at Natural Womanhood and we will put together a workshop for you. And if you're an archdiocese that struggles with funds, a parish that struggles with funds, Archdiocese has funds to bring this tool so that we can pass down our faith to our children in a way that's relevant to them.
Right.
There is one other educational point that I wanted to address also is our cycle mindfulness clubs.
Right.
Those are peer-led groups, and we actually have 29 different clubs across the United States that teach about cycle awareness, charting, and 29 different universities, and also two in Africa. So, I mean, this information is
not just
here.
You guys are global.
Right? We're global.
Yeah.
And information can be found in four different languages on our website. So, Gordy, we really try to not only tackle this issue here, and not just the United States, but globally.
Yeah.
Right. Because women in different cultures, even, it's amazing to hear from these leaders in Africa, you know, the way that women are portrayed in their culture and the struggles that they endure with, you know, the society not understanding how their fertility works and that they need to be valued for their fertility, not just, you know, seen as kind of, you know, some object to be used, you know, for men's pleasure or for whatever that is presented in their society.
Right.
Which, I mean, I know we have that in our society too, but it's uniquely different in Africa. And so these women are just so grateful to have this tool and resource to share with the women around them that, hey, there is a different way. We can honor our dignity and expect the people around us to respect us and honor our dignity too because of the beautiful way that we're made. And so it's really neat that we're making that small impact.
Women are the only ones who can make life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, period. That's it. Mm-hmm. Women are the only ones. And so why is this so important? Why is this mission so, let's say, vital to the heart of the church?
Yeah. I mean, what I've experienced in my life really is that God has been pushed out of so many conversations in today's society. And so to make it relevant to our young people who are kind of in this soup of relativism and just, you know, the absent, like secularism, they don't necessarily, it's hard to explain like, well, because the church says so, and these are the teachings because God says you're supposed to do this and just follow these rules. They want to know why. Give me the logic. Help me understand why this is relevant to my life. And so I think that Natural Womanhood is coming along the church's teachings and providing that why, because we have the medical evidence, we have the scientific data that can prove that what the church is teaching you is actually so helpful to your life and so beneficial to the way if you will thrive if you incorporate this into your life. And so being able to present it in that way to young people really opens their eyes. And then it's like, oh, wow, this is not only God's will for me, but it's logical. It's rational. Yeah. You know, it's scientific. And the perfect example is my daughter. She's 17. And the other day she's sitting at the kitchen counter and she tells me, Mom, you know, I remember when you used to tell me when we were young, you know, don't touch the stove, don't touch the stove, you know? And I didn't know why. You wouldn't tell me why, but I just knew, okay, I couldn't touch the stove, you know? And as I realize now, okay, you didn't want me to burn myself, but I feel like I'm so grateful that you taught me about my cycles and how my body works and how my fertility works because, right now, the way people talk at school is like, I hear them say like, you know, oh, I touched the stove this weekend. Ooh, this weekend I was touching the stove. And like, she's using it like as an analogy, but I understand what she's saying.
Right.
And she says, and if I didn't understand my own dignity, if I didn't understand, I would feel like I was missing out on something. Like, hey, why am I not getting to touch the stove? You know?
Sure.
But because I understand my dignity, I understand that I'm not missing out on anything. I'm waiting for something greater because that's what I'm worth. That's what my purpose is. That's what I deserve. And so I'm so grateful that I mean, I'm not saying I'm a perfect parent and she does a lot of things wrong. But I did one thing right, you know,
yeah.
like I was able to pass on this tenet of our faith to her in a way where she understands and she's taking it on for herself. She owns it.
Right. Yeah. I think that is a great explanation of, you know, who y'all are over at Natural Womanhood. I think those listening can understand that, you know, what you do is so vital to not only the church, but to mankind. And so, you know, with this gala that's coming up, and with Damon Owens being your keynote speaker, I want to concentrate the next 10 minutes in talking about the gala because that is your fundraiser, right? If you will. And everybody who attends the gala, what should they expect? And I want to talk to Damon a lot because I want to know, I want to get a sneak peek into what he's going to be talking to your audience about.
Yeah. So our gala is our biggest fundraiser. Our theme this year is empowering a generation of women to know who they are. And our gala is awesome. So it's November 8th at the Embassy Suites. Again, our keynote speaker is Damon Owens, as we heard. And we have so much fun. Like, genuinely, it's a time just to dress up, come as you are. It's wonderful. We have dinner and drinks. We're going to have raffle prizes that you can buy with some really cool prizes this year. Music and just truly just being able to engage with other like-minded people and enjoying just such a wonderful atmosphere. So we are so excited to have Damon come on. And if people would like to buy tickets, super important, if I may, $25 off tickets if you get them today or tomorrow.
You heard it right here, $25 off per ticket.
Per ticket. So if people will go to naturalwomanhood.org/gala-2025. And you can get those tickets today or tomorrow, $25 off per ticket. Again, dinner, drinks, just a music, wonderful time, prizes. So we're so excited. And of course, Damon Owens. So just as our keynote, which we are truly so thrilled to have him come on and share and just energize people about our mission.
And I'm going to turn to Damon right now because Damon, give us a little sneak peek about what you're going to talk about at this gala.
Yeah, you know, the galas are interesting because you get this beautiful mix of current supporters who've got a certain affinity and connection to the mission already. You've got new people. And I think one of the privileges is sort of digging deep to the fundamentals of where an apostolate like Natural Woman or a ministry like that, how it is unique in its ability to do what I call pre-evangelization, of meeting real felt needs that are just outside of the language and the approach, you know, that we as, you know, hardcore Catholic believers would speak to each other in a certain way. They're tapping into real needs. And one of the things that that I love about the approach is, you know, that we're building what I call a reverence for the body. And it really is a reverence. You know, Pope Benedict talked about how, you know, what is reverence but a spiritually mature form of wonder and fascination. And when you start to learn the order, the beauty, the mission even, and then later on the vocation, the call to be to self-knowledge, self-mastery, in order to love as self-gift, all this just builds on one to the other. And sometimes, you know, even in the theology of the body and in our teachings, as beautiful as they truly are, it's still a big step up for someone who is not yet in a personal relationship with Christ or with the church. It's a big step up to go from nothing to reverence. And that natural wonder and fascination and just the epiphany. And so I've worked with so many couples over the years teaching in natural family planning. I know that moment where they look and they say, my body does that?
It just
changes the way you see yourself. And there was even another program in the early days where it was about teaching young girls exactly what they're doing here. And they had the data and they had the testimonies of these young girls who, instead of just teaching them chastity as an idea or an ideal or as a concept or as a moral teaching, but letting it be the natural fruit of them coming to discover that their body has power, it has purpose, it has order, and that they are called to be stewards of that. It's beautiful.
I think that's going to be a fantastic keynote that you're gonna make at this gala. And you know, like Teresa was saying, if you go in right now and get your tickets, it's $25 off.
Yes, and again, our biggest fundraiser, so we just are really encouraging everyone to come and check it out and just have a wonderful, beautiful time. And obviously, just what Damon shared, I mean, it's going to be amazing. Right. He's going to be amazing.
And Damon, you're coming into San Antonio from where?
Philadelphia. Our stash is Philadelphia.
So you do work around the globe, around the United States. Tell me a little bit about, you know, the work that you do on a daily.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in the marriage ministry full time since 2002. I sold my engineering company back then. I was doing it part time back in the days when we were hundreds of, you know, weddings for each parish every year. But worked in natural family planning, the Archdiocese of Newark, New Jersey. I served as the first executive director of the Theology of the Body Institute. And now I also, in addition to the speaking, my wife and I have a ministry called Joyful Ever After. We sponsored the Catholic Marriage nice. Summit in 2020, had 39,000 couples join us for a weekend.
Wow, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah. And now I serve as the director of church growth for communio.org. Communio is focused on helping parishes behind the scenes become zero to hero in serving marriages and building real world-class marriage ministry. So between the speaking on the programs and topics, between my wife and I helping couples through our coaching at Joyful Ever After, and Communio helping parishes to really be the center of the relational hub, I just have a passion that the Lord has given about making marriage in this age really do what it's meant to do from the beginning, and that's to evangelize and to activate couples to be evangelists just through the healthy marriages.
So important. So yeah. Important, the work that you do.
Kind of what Damon was saying, like the realizations that young people have when yeah. their bodies and our faith is presented to them through this light. My daughter came home from faith formation the other day, and she was like, she was putting together just a couple of things talking about, you know, Mary being born, Immaculate Conception, you know, being full of grace is right. what she was learning. But then she also remembered the science we had taught about how women are born with all the eggs that we'll ever have. Like actually yeah. our ovaries are full of eggs when we're inside our mommy's tummy. So like yeah. half of you was inside of your grandma when your mom was inside of your grandma. You know
wow.
what I mean?
Yes.
And so,
yeah.
so she was thinking like, wait a minute. So like half of Jesus's DNA was inside of Mary when she was a fetus inside yeah. of St. Anne. And so she was like, maybe that's why Mary had a bunch of grace or whatever, because half of Jesus was already inside of her, you know, in her ovaries, you know. And I mean, she was just putting together these scientific realities with these theological yeah. realities. Yeah. And it just made her like think, I don't know, like how amazing her body is, like, you know, how much she reverences, like with like Damon was saying, you know. And it's so beautiful to give young people that type of perspective on yeah. who they are versus their bodies are meaningless. They can do whatever they want with them. You know, you can be a girl, you can be a boy, whatever. Like all the lies that society wants to throw at
she
them.
She was the first Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She carried Jesus. I mean, that is amazing. Yeah. My son and I had this dialogue, and my wife, and he found that so amazing. I said, yes, son, she was the original. She carried him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it really goes into natural womanhood's theme, and we really try to teach women and everyone that our fertility is beautiful, powerful, and healthy.
Yes.
I mean, that is what we try to get across. I mean, from Mary to women today, right? It's just beautiful. Our fertility is beautiful, right. powerful, and healthy.
Right. It's not something that we should try to suppress or want to get rid of, or that
no.
we need to be more like a man.
Yeah.
That is not at all what fulfillment and true women's liberation
right.
is about. You know,
right.
true women's liberation is about honoring ourselves just the way that we're made, that we're good just the way we are.
And we have to keep sending that message out because mm-hmm. it keeps getting twisted
yes.
and
yes.
turns.
Yes.
And, you know, it's we pray for our country, but we got to pray for our women mm-hmm. and what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And our girls, I mean, what they go through on a daily, it's hard.
Yeah,
it's very hard on them.
Yeah, so it's, I mean, and it's beautiful. I mean, I speak at college campuses, our college clubs, you know, are kind of they touch one life at a time through
sure.
the other girls they bring into their club, and I'll see girls that, you know, I've spoke to once, and then I see them later at another event, and they're like, oh yeah, you're the speaker I talked to, and right after I heard your talk, I stopped taking the pill because I wasn't sexually active. I didn't need it for anything. I don't know. You know, it was giving me headaches. I don't know why I was even on in the first place. You know, and it's like,
beautiful. It was messing me up.
It was messing me up. You know, I just needed somebody to tell me that it was okay, that I didn't have to, that I was okay just the way I was. Not, I didn't have to chemically alter myself. I was okay just the way I was. And it's funny when women hear that, you know, or even wives, when they hear for the first time, you know, that like, you know, your husband can honor you just the way you are, and you guys can have a deeper intimacy by understanding your cycles of fertility and infertility. And you can plan your family just the way God made you. You know, she looks at her husband's like, man, see, I am amazing. You know, like, it's the light bulbs that go off when women realize these things and couples together grow in their intimacy. It's just so beautiful. And that's the work that, you know, people are make possible for Natural Womanhood to do.
Right.
When they come to our gala, when they support us, they're helping these young girls to see themselves just as God made them to be, with full of dignity and full of value.
Well, I think after, you know, this segment, you know, everybody's listening to Damon talk, and they're going to want to hear more. Where are we at? Table sales, seat sales? What do we need to do?
So we're going to have plenty of room for everyone. I say that. We really want to fill the house, and we're on track to do that.
Good.
The pre-sales tickets are really, people are enjoying these pre-sales. So we really are hoping that people will go and take advantage of this $25 off, because that obviously helps us track. And only 2 days left, so today and tomorrow. So we really encourage people. We're selling our pre-sales really well, and we'd like people to hop on and take advantage of that again. So can I give that website just
you
one more time?
You got it.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Naturalwomanhood.org. /gala-2025. And again, the energy is just awesome. I mean, we get several hundred people there, and it's just wonderful. And the energy, and having someone like Damon, who's just going to energize you about all of this.
I mean,
if
you come as a couple, you will definitely be inspired by Damon. I mean, I remember when my husband and I first heard Damon, and we were just like, oh, you know, a lot of the, like, the things we didn't even realize that were like blocking us from being more intimate, you know, like not like yes, physically, but also, you know, emotionally, things like that. I mean, we just heard Damon's message, and it was so freeing for us as a couple. And so anyway, I mean, just, you should hear him.
Bring your,
we'll let Damon chime in. What do you say about that, Damon?
Yeah, I wish my kids could hear that. Whenever I talk to my kids, they're like blah, blah, blah. But yeah, no, God does what God does. And it's funny, when you show up, you're going to see, especially at a gala like this, you may have one thing that interests you, but when you get around people who are passionate about these kind of things, you're going to see just what the Lord wants from you.
Absolutely. And I want to reiterate this. If you are interested, which I know a lot of people are going to be, this is, I guess the theme is empowering a generation of women to know who they are.
Yes.
I love
yes.
that.
Yes, absolutely.
They got to know who they are. And this gala is your 9th annual, and I know it's going to be spectacular, because, you know, you guys have been doing this for a long time, and I know everybody who goes is going to really enjoy this, but they got to go to naturalwomanhood.org, right?
Naturalwomanhood.org. /gala-2025. And we have people will come, husband and wives will come. We've had dating couples come, engaged couples, women's groups, mom's groups. I mean, people just, it is so
medical
awesome.
Professionals.
Yes.
We're going to be honoring
professionals. Dr.
Pilkington, that night as well, for all the great work he does for women's health here in town.
Dr. Steve and Amber Pilkington.
Yes.
Good friends of ours here at GRN.
Yes.
Yes.
And they will be receiving an award, and we will be honoring them there as well. So, like Jackie said, a ton of medical professionals and people from everywhere just to hear this energizing information.
Well, Damon, you're going to have a solid room there. It's going to be solid.
Well, I just make sure the food is good, the drink is available, and I'll do my part. I promise.
Speaking of food, it's a catered event, right?
Yes.
So the food is probably going to be fantastic.
Yes, it always is. We have appetizers, dinner, desserts, and we're going to have a pass-through of some champagne and some other wonderful things. So I promise people will not be disappointed.
Well, if you're listening out there, it's called the Natural Womanhood Gala 2025. It's the 9th annual. You're going to want to get your tickets, and you can get them by going into naturalwomanhood.org/gala-2025. And if you do that in the next 24 hours,
it's
25 bucks off.
Yes. Per ticket.
Yes. Per ticket. Tickets are, let's see, individual is $95.
Yes.
And a couple ticket is $150.
Yes.
So they're going to be able to take some money off that.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So we hope that people will take advantage of that. And again, that's only through tomorrow. So hop on, get on there, because after that, prices are going back up.
So 24 hours you yes. have to yes. go to naturalwomanhood.org/gala2025. And you know what? While you're in their website, there's so much information there.
Yes. If you're a mom of a young tween girl, you know, and you don't know how to approach that conversation of puberty, we have the resources for you.
Right.
And they're short little videos. Your daughter will love them. It'll bring you together. You'll bond. Anyway,
it'll be beautiful. Jackie, Teresa, thank you. And Damon, thank you for joining us on the phone.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you. And I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful night. We'll be right back, everybody. Hang tight.
Fullness of Truth presents their third annual Fall Catholic Family Conference, the Catholic Cultural Revival 2.0, restoring the good, true, and beautiful to a searching world. This will take place October 3rd through 5th at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Round Rock. Speakers include Dr. Edward Shree, Dr. Mary Healy, Dr. Dan Snyder, and many others. For tickets, schedules, and more information, visit fullnessoftruth.org. That's fullnessoftruth.org.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, oui, croissant.
Sisso, I still think my French accent's better.
No way!
Hello there. Do you think I can give it a try?
Oh, sure.
Help celebrate 30 years of La Promesa Foundation with a special pilgrimage. From April 22nd to the 30th, you can join Father Sam Medley, Debbie Giorgiani, Sean Rice, and Dave Palmer on the Seine River cruise. Stops include Rouen, Normandy beaches, Lisieux, and of course Paris. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
I mean, it's all right.
Still think mine's better.
Listen to The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly.
Demonic activity appears to be on the rise. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I invite you to join Adam Bly and me this weekend for The Spirit World.
On The Spirit World, we offer a Catholic perspective on angels, demons, and how the spiritual and physical worlds interact.
Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, on the Guadalupe Radio Network and other EWTN radio affiliates. Visit grnonline.com/spiritworld.
This is retired Navy Vice Admiral Steve Stanley. With Archbishop Broglio, I'm promoting the cause for canonization of Father Vincent Capodanno. This U.S. Navy Catholic chaplain and Medal of Honor recipient was wounded twice, but freely gave his life on a Vietnam battlefield, anointing fallen Marines. Who better provides a heroic example for imitation as Christians? We need your support and prayer. Visit CapodannoGuild.org. That's CapodannoGuild.org.
And welcome back, everyone. Wow, what a great, great, great first segment there. Actually, there was two segments. Thank you, Bobby Contreras, for coming in and talking about the archangels. Today is their day, September 29th, St. Gabriel, St. Michael, St. Raphael. It is a great day for me as well. It's my birthday, and these the archangels are on my day, and I've celebrated them ever since I could remember. And, you know, my mom would make sure that I was aware that they were my archangels, and I was born on their day. So what a great day. Thank you, Bobby, for coming in and talking about, you know, the archangels. And September 29th, I was happy to talk about St. Michael in Gargano, Italy, and the rocks that you get from the cave, the only consecrated cave that St. Michael consecrated. So that is beautiful, and thank you for bringing in the artifacts that you brought in. Also want to thank Natural Womanhood, and again, in the next 24 hours, if you go into naturalwomanhoodgala.org/2025, you're going to get $25 off. So that is for their gala, their 9th annual Natural Womanhood Gala. And I'll tell you what, you're going to want to go, because Damon Owens, as you just heard, he's a spectacular speaker. And I guarantee it's going to be a fun night on top of a great, great keynote. So they are honoring this year Dr. Steve and Amber Pilkington. So you want to get your tickets, and it's so easy. You can go into the naturalwomanhood.org site as well, because they've got all the information there. That's where I'm in right now. But right now, you want to go into Fullness of Truth, because my next guest is joining me by phone. His name is Ken Zammit, and he is the founder and I would say director of Fullness of Truth. Ken, are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here, Gordy. Happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, Ken. And you know what? Based on San Antonio, I know Kalahari is going to be a incredible, incredible Fullness of Truth. Tell us a little bit about Kalahari. I know it's coming up. It's coming up like this weekend, right?
Yes, coming up October 3 through 5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the Kalahari Resort in Round Rock.
And tell our listeners why they should go, besides the fact that Kalahari is such a beautiful, beautiful place to go.
Well, we have another outstanding conference in store for them if they come. This one is entitled the Catholic Culture Revival 2.0, because we did one last year as well, and it was great. And the sub-theme is restoring the good, true, and beautiful to a searching world. So that's a very important umbrella of so many topics that, you know, range from family life to moral theology to culture war type topics to art, architecture, music, and we touch on a lot of those throughout the weekend.
Now, tell me about, because I'm looking at the lineup. Wow.
Okay.
You've got an incredible lineup for folks that are going to be going. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure. Well, Dr. Edward Schrieff from the Augustine Institute is, of course, one of our favorites. I mean, you can't get a more dynamic guy than Dr. Ted coming from the Augustine Institute and really bringing home, you know, his style of evangelization. And I know he'll be speaking on, you know, what do you seek? And the next day he'll be speaking on a vibrant faith in a secular age. So right on topic. And so we love Dr. Edward, anytime we can get him. Dr. Mary Healy comes to us from Steubenville. She was a major player, I know, in the Eucharistic Congress. Big following in Texas, big healing ministry. And so looking forward to having her for the first time at Fullness of Truth. Dr. Dan Schneider returns.
Ooh, that's going to be huge. You know,
So he normally speaks in the spiritual warfare realm and with Father Ripperger and the Libra Christo group, but he'll be speaking more from a theological perspective as a theologian as a professor at Franciscan University. So Dr. Dan will be there. Father Sebastian Walsh, we've been wanting to have the Norbertines from California with us for some time, such a holy group of men, and so he'll be doing his thing and preaching, as well as handling a lot of liturgical duties, confessions, adoration, and whatnot. And then Eric Jenis, longtime friend of mine, goes back to the early days of Fullness Truth. You know, we've been doing this for 25 years.
Yeah.
I think I met Eric in year one, and we've been family friends ever since. And
wow.
He is a powerful, powerful composer, musician, and can speak to, again, life issues, things that he's faced personally.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly what you'll focus on is the power of music and how it affects society, how it affects the soul, and some things that we may sort of underestimate the power of music and what it does in culture. So not only listening to his music is powerful, but also what he has to say between his songs. And of course, Dave and Lauren Moore of the Catholic Music Initiative, like in San Antonio, will be with us providing beautiful sacred music throughout for all the devotions and mass and everything. So that's our lineup, not to mention Giancarlo Bernini will Friday night.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, he kind of stole the show a couple of years ago. So he, amazing Catholic musician. I'm sorry, magician. And he'll be doing a Catholic illusionist show. We're not really so much, you know, focusing on magic, but the illusion. And he actually speaks catechetically between, especially with the kids, between his presentations that he does and things that just boggle the mind how he pulled these things off, if you remember that two years ago in San Antonio. So
I do.
He'll be with us as well. So great lineup as usual, and we're excited.
You know, Ken, you're celebrating 25 years, just like the Guadalupe Radio Network is. This is our 25th anniversary as well. Tell me about you know, how this all started, because we have listeners out there that are probably like, what is fullness of truth? Which, you know, I mean, I would find it hard to believe that you don't know what fullness of truth is, but that could happen. Tell us a little bit how it started and what fullness of truth is about.
Well, it was prayerfully started, Gordy, as I've mentioned before. And you know, I'm a revert to the faith. I was an all too typical Southern California kid, catechized in the 70s, post-Vatican II. And I take a lot of blame for falling away when I went to college, but I just wasn't prepared, you know. I was pretty devout. I was a good listener. I was a good student. And my catechesis really didn't hold up to the challenges, not only that I presented myself and what I wanted to do subjectively, but to what education and what the world was presenting me. And, you know, I think that's what False Truth was really set out to do as its mission, was to provide an evangelization platform, a dynamic orthodoxy, if you will, to average Catholics in the pew, answering questions that we feel average Catholics should know, and how our faith is such a gift, how it all fits together. And so that's what we provide. We really focus on the whys for what we believe, right, and not just the what. So if I had to put it in a nutshell, we're about providing the whys for what we believe as Catholics, and see it all come together beautifully so that our minds are convinced, and then our hearts can just explode with deeper in love, head over heels in love with our Lord Jesus Christ, the church he's given us, the apostolic faith, and hopefully go deeper and deeper into a union with God through a deeper prayer life. That's what we're all about, and that's a little bit about how it got started.
Yeah, and you know, I'm involved with the Fullness of Truth here in San Antonio. It's one of the biggest out there at the Hill Country Hyatt. And so, you know, I love doing the live remote from there, talking to people that, you know, have been going, some since the very beginning, its inception, 25 years ago, and some who were there for the first time. And I love speaking to those first timers, because they come back to my table and they're like, I did not expect all this. This is just incredible, and I've never experienced anything like it. To have those kind of comments come back, Ken, it's a testimonial to what you guys are doing and how you're doing it.
Thank you, Gordy. Yes, I mean, every year or every event, I think I bump into several people who are at that original event that they point to, our biggest event in Houston back in 2002, actually. And so many memories there. I mean, we met the Hyatt there, and in San Antonio, that was our 19th annual. And at the Hyatt, probably 15, 16 of those years. And we've seen the kids come for all those years and grow up in it. And they mark their calendar every year that's where they're going for their final, you know, blast of the summer. Mm-hmm. And so, but we have new ones coming every year as well, for sure. And usually the response is, why didn't I ever hear about this? You know, so what we do in conjunction with radio is very important. You know, you just can't underestimate what it is to get together in person as, you know, incarnated souls, as people, and getting together and worshiping together and having our faith come alive and just learning together, not in a rushed way, but in a dig down deep kind of way for 3 days about, again, the different facets of our faith. That's just, you know, such a treasure that we just can't mine in a lifetime, it seems. But that's the spectrum of responses that we have gotten for 25 years and keeps us going.
And Ken, I want to remind everybody that not only do you have, you know, the conference going on, but you always have a benefit dinner, okay? And I see that you're going to have a benefit dinner at Kalahari. Tell us a little bit about that and how folks who are listening can maybe become more involved with that.
Yeah, if they go to our website, they can certainly find that as a separate event for at the Kalahari. There'll be again, Dr. Shree will be giving kind of a keynote there that he won't be giving to the rest of the group. But it's just another enjoyable, intimate way to make new friends, to come together and for a good cause, and help us, you know, sort of pay the bills of providing such a, you know, a wonderful experience at a top-notch resort. You know, They're not giving things away over there, and so we got to find a way to at least, you know, try and break even and keep going, and so that's what it's all about.
And there's plenty to do for the family, like the kids. Like in San Antonio, you know, I see, you know, five kids in a family, and they're excited to kind of peel away from mom and dad and go do their thing with the Salesian sisters. So are you going to have the same thing in Austin?
On steroids. I mean, you know, the Kalahari, really, Gordy, is three times the size of the Hyatt Hill Country in terms of rooms. It probably has three times the amenities as well. Outdoor, indoor, water parks. I mean, this is it's literally a little bit like Disneyland. The quality of the build out there is that kind of build out. I mean,
yeah.
It is very, very nice. It's a safari theme. The family that builds these resorts around the country has a deep love of the African continent. And so it is gorgeous. The thing we scratch our head about is why anybody heard about the Kalahari. Well, why don't they
exactly
more?
Yeah.
So we keep telling you, you know, so people have heard of other places, but they haven't heard of the Kalahari as much as we'd like them to. But if they go on the Kalahari Resorts.com website. And
oh, it's humongous. Yeah.
Man, you know, there's nothing wrong with having a little bit of fun in a weekend of evangelization. It's a you know, try to remove all the excuses to come. For mom and dad to gather kids and go, and they can, you know, enjoy themselves, have a fun time, learn their faith, and then float out of their back home and their parishes, you know, fired up and hopefully contagious for our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why we picked these resorts. It's not to be highbrow or anything. It's just we found
right.
that doing these at a great destination as opposed to, you know, St. So-and-so's where, you know, which is wonderful in itself and is lower risk, but we found that families tend to say yes to coming at these kinds of destinations. So we have a little bit of both on our schedule each year.
Well, I want to tell you, Ken, thank you for coming on. And you know what's going to be also incredible is that our own Sean Rice, our VP of Mission Development, is going to be your MC.
Oh, yeah. We like having you. Our Guadalupe folks, we'll have to get you, Gordy, too. You're in our sights, so you provide so much enthusiasm and love, you know, for the faith. And so we know what we're getting when we get one of the members of Guadalupe Radio there helping us out and enjoying themselves with their families.
Well, that's going to be awesome. So, yeah, I just want to encourage our listeners to go into fullnessoftruth.org. And there you can hit the events page and read all about what we just talked about. Ken, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gordy. Pleasure. Thank you.
And I know you'll have a great time out there. Everybody else, thank you for dropping in and listening to In His Vineyard. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon. God bless.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Catholic Charities invites you to their third annual Fairways of Faith golf tournament on October 27th at the Oak Hills Country Club. Start the day with delicious breakfast tacos, hit the greens, and swing for a cause, all while supporting Guadalupe Community Center's life-changing programs. And don't forget the trophy presentation, Texas Sized, just for you. Join in for a day of fellowship, fun, and fairways. Register now. For more information, visit ccaosa.org.
Hello, I am Archbishop Gustavo, and thank you for listening to the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul. May our triune God be praised through this network, glorifying each one of the persons of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We entrust your family and your beloved ones to the action and power of the Holy Spirit, which is what Jesus did before he left. And be glorified by the Father. He left the Holy Spirit for us. May our Lord Jesus Christ bless our bishops, our priests, our deacons and seminarians, nuns and religious every day. And may the Holy Spirit, source of all purity of heart, communicated to you through the cross. May the Spirit keep your body and your soul pure so that you can see God and may people find God through you. Viva Cristo Rey! Viva! Viva Our Lady of Guadalupe! Viva!
Critics often accuse Christians of being intolerant for saying a person's belief is wrong, the underlying assumption being that a tolerant worldview accepts everyone's opinions as having equal value. What can we say in response? Well, first, the objection wrongly assumes that tolerance means accepting everyone's opinions as having equal value. The true meaning of tolerance is respecting a person's dignity even though you think he's wrong. We're labeled as intolerant for saying someone is wrong, but yet saying someone is wrong belongs to the essence of tolerance. Second, the charge applies a double standard. The objector says the Christian is being intolerant for saying someone's belief is wrong, but yet in doing so, the objector necessarily implies the Christian's belief is wrong, and thus is being intolerant according to his own standards. So the charge from intolerant is simply confused and inconsistent. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Thanks for listening to KJMA 89.7 Floresville, San Antonio on the Guadalupe Radio Network in South Texas. Catholic radio for your soul. Catholic radio for your soul. And also streaming on grnonline.com and on your smartphone.